I open the door in the window and let it out. And I have some ribs cooking. Your dumb blank black, dumb blank will boil black. And the bone in that meat is coming up with your finger. That's true. Well, I come out now doing, and I'm glad I didn't, after I found out better later. One store there in the elevator, it's got some of these little cooking things you can carry around, but you have to use coal, see?
Yeah.
And now they got some electric ones now. You know what I'm saying? I got cigarettes on the table and I'm back there. I can put a chicken over in there for my boy. Putting about a couple of cups of water in there. And I'm going about my business. You see, for a while, don't even come back.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about, get on, it looked like they had me that water still in there. That's funny, they don't think back on now.
Yeah.
I don't burn up my meat now. I bought me my membrane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did, what I had cooking in, I didn't have it in that thing. But you haven't said so much as you smell. And I went back there and the water just cooked out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't have that in the cooker.
Now, what sort of, let me ask you just a few more questions. What sort of clothes did folks wear back in the old days? What do you wear to church?
Well, I tell you, we had a cloth they called Huntsman cloth. And they made shirts, folks made shirts. Women made shirts out of that cloth. Women made dresses out of that cloth, you see. Be different colors. And they had a stuff they called bleaching. And they had another cloth they called domestic. That was white and bleaching real white cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a bunch of that, see, and you could make underclothes and things like that.
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take a little piece of cloth to use as a
pattern, or what you call that, a kind of a,
yeah.
I don't know what you call that.
Well, do you ever get anything through the mail?
Yeah.
They might give you something through the mail as a free.
Yeah.
You know, you get a bar of soap.
Yeah.
For a what?
Well, you get a bar of soap now. You mean get the bar of soap or just
in through the mail? Just get it to you.
If I could get a bar of soap, would that get them?
Yeah. Would they say that? Would they ever send you anything in the mail?
Yeah.
Well, like what?
I've had soaps and I've had just voluntarily sent to me. And I've had.
Yeah, they say that's a free.
Well, yeah, free gift, and in other words, it's an advertisement.
Yeah, they want you to do what?
You just know you like it, buy some.
They want you to
buy some, go buy it.
Yeah, and they send you this as a what?
A sample, much. I call it a sample.
Yeah.
A sample, you prove it out yourself. Send me a little bar of soap, and you take that soap, and you think, that sure is good. That's good, yeah, that's good soap. Well, think about that, you know, then. I'm gonna buy me some soap.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you a thing about soap now. My mother-in-law, a good old woman, she got old, and she didn't keep herself cleaned up good. Especially women, you know, as a discharge in there. And you could smell her sometimes around the house. And I...
Hey, she smell. You say she smell.
She's kind of funky, you might say.
Yeah.
Well, my wife got to it.